Australia's largest Aboriginal legal service is calling for an emergency intervention into the Northern Territory justice system. The call from the Northern Australian Aboriginal Justice Agency, NAJA, follows the death of a 68-year-old man at the Royal Darwin Hospital over the weekend after he was taken into protective custody by the Australian Federal Police. The man died the same day as hundreds gathered at vigils across the country to mourn the death of a 24-year-old Walpree man in Alice Springs after being restrained by police at a Coles supermarket. Chair of NAJA, Teresa Rowe, says the justice system is in crisis in the Northern Territory and needs urgent intervention.
We don't think police can investigate police. There's a lot of conflict of interest there. There's mistrust out in the communities of police now. People are fearful of police. The Commonwealth Government really needs, they're responsible for Aboriginal people in the Northern Territory. We have a federal minister, Malindiri McCarthy. We have the Prime Minister. We're calling on them to have a look at these laws, have a look at our justice system, and work with Aboriginal people and our leaders across the Northern Territory.
A review has found about two-thirds of Commonwealth contracts do not meet a minimum requirement to hire Indigenous people or use Indigenous businesses. The Audit Office found since 2016, over 1,400 contracts worth $70 billion failed to meet the minimum standard of Indigenous participation from staff or businesses. Commonwealth contracts are subjected to the Indigenous hiring rule when the contract value exceeds $7.5 million. The rule applies when over half of the contract's value is spent in a nominated industry in Australia, including construction, healthcare, industrial cleaning, or wildlife management. Auditors say it is unclear why these contracts have disregarded the rule, but they also only found a fifth of these contracts have been assessed for compliance. Tasmania Governor Barbara Baker says she is considering her options after embattled Liberal Premier Jeremy Rockliffe visited her to request an early election. A statement from the Official Secretary of Government House, David Hughes, says the Governor will meet Mr. Rockliffe again before the end of the week. Mr. Rockliffe says he respects the need for the Governor to take the appropriate time to consider matters of state. Tasmania has had four polls in 7 years, the most recent election being in March 2024. United States President Donald Trump claims Los Angeles is being invaded by what he calls a foreign enemy. In a hardline speech at one of the country's biggest army bases, President Trump has described protesters as animals and encouraged troops to boo the names of California Governor Gavin Newsom and ex-president Joe Biden.
Under the Trump administration, this anarchy will not stand. We will not allow federal agents to be attacked, and we will not allow an American city to be invaded and conquered by a foreign enemy.
Mr. Trump has deployed thousands of troops, including 700 U.S. Marines, to Los Angeles, vowing to liberate the city after days of protests sparked by immigration raids. California's Governor Gavin Newsom says the military deployment is unnecessary and has made the situation worse. A second Australian news crew has been injured while covering the protest in Los Angeles. The ABC says its correspondent Lauren Day and her crew were tear-gassed as officers used the substance to disperse crowds in the protests around the neighbourhood identified as Little Tokyo. The network also says one of its camera operators was hit in the chest with what the ABC is describing as a less lethal round. It says they were filming protesters in Little Tokyo when officers opened fire. Australia's Minister for Foreign Affairs, Penny Wong, has defended the decision to impose sanctions on two hardline Israeli ministers, despite close ally the United States condemning the move. US Secretary of State Marco Rubio has issued a statement saying the sanctions do not advance US-led efforts to achieve a ceasefire, bring all hostages home, and end the war in Gaza. But Senator Wong says Australia's decision to join in the measures with five other countries, Canada, Germany, New Zealand, Norway and Britain, does not change their overall position. She says Australia remains committed to the goals Secretary Rubio has outlined.
The Albanese government has consistently advocated for a ceasefire, for the release of hostages and the protection of civilians, the upholding of international law and the unhindered flow of aid. And we've also consistently advocated for a two-state solution. This is the only outcome which keeps faith with the imperative of the existence of Israel and its long-term security that fulfills also the world's promise to the Palestinian people.
A private fertility company is being investigated after transferring the wrong embryo to a woman in Melbourne. The Monash IVF company, which is based in Melbourne but has clinics around Australia, has apologised to the pair at the centre of the bungle and launched an internal inquiry. But the Victorian health regulator says it's also begun an external probe into how the error occurred at its Clayton site. State Health Minister Marianne Thompson says the company must provide answers.
This is completely unacceptable. It's very clear to me that the board at Monash IVF need to have a very good look at what's going on there. Clearly, their clinical governance standards are not where they should be.
The search has resumed in Tasmania for a Victorian man believed to be missing in the Cradle Mountain area. Members of the Tasmania Police Search and Rescue Unit, State Emergency Service volunteers and Parks and Wildlife Service rangers are conducting ground patrols while helicopters are searching from the air. Police say they hold grave concerns for the welfare of the man, 52-year-old Christopher Inwood. They say temperatures were below freezing in the Cradle Mountain area overnight. Melbourne's public transport network is being transformed into a moving gallery with the return of the first People's Art Trams to the streets for the Rising Festival. The first tram to hit the street will pay tribute to William Barrack, a prominent Wurundjeri Woiwurrung leader and artist. The tram features an artwork called Corroboree, which is a culturally significant 1897 work returned to Victoria in 2022. It had been acquired by the Wurundjeri Woiwurrung Cultural Heritage Aboriginal Corporation with support from the Victorian government. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy 18. Adelaide, a possible shower 16. Melbourne, partly cloudy 14. Hobart, a shower or two 13. Canberra, partly cloudy also 13. Wollongong, sunny 18. Sydney, mostly sunny 18. Newcastle, much the same 18. Brisbane, sunny 19. Cairns, partly cloudy 27. And Darwin, mostly sunny 30. And that is NITV Radio News.